You're listening to Yo Bro Games Podcast Network. Thank you for listening, gamers. Welcome to Yo Bro Games for June 30th, 2006. Today we're going to be discussing Prey, the game everyone's been waiting for. It's been delayed repeatedly. Lord Natus, was it worth the wait?
Oh, I definitely felt that it was definitely worth the wait, and multi-Prey is exactly what I thought it would be.
It does twirl you around a lot, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it definitely does. Just like I've been posting and we talked about a little bit beforehand, I do really feel that a Twitch fragger is definitely going to have an advantage on it. It's very exciting. There's like very multiple angles that you have to deal with on this game compared to, you know, like only having somebody coming straight at you or maybe up above you or maybe below you, but now you got to deal with the left side of you, 45-degree angle, a lot of different angles to shoot now.
I found that the demo ran very smoothly, too, for a demo.
Yeah, you know, actually, I have played a lot, and what's really funny is the fact that how everybody has kept the name Tommy. But I felt that overall, a lot of the matches I've been into, lag really was not a problem. But I have seen where some people were getting lag, but I gotta be honest with you, I feel for the Doom 3 engine, I think this is very successful, I feel, you know.
Well, I found it a lot more exciting than Quake.
Oh yeah, I love Quake, you know, I'm a Quake guy, but I went in and played a little bit, you know, with a couple of my friends on the Quake 4, and I hate to say it, but it just seems like anything else besides Prey is kind of on the boring side right now, and I think that's really an excellent credit to Chris and all the guys at Human Head for making something very unique.
So I guess it was worth all the extra time.
Oh, yeah, and first of all, you know, it's one thing if you make one map. I think what the best way to describe Prey or multi-Prey is one magical word called, it's, or I should say, refreshing. Everything is new. It's not a map that you've seen before. It's not Curse 4 like Unreal Tournament. It's not The Longest Day or The Longest Yard and stuff from Quake. It's not rehacked. This is all new. Go ahead.
And that was part of your concern about Unreal Tournament 2007, that you were feeling like it's going to be the same maps, just better looking.
It could very well happen. And you know, graphics are one thing, but to be honest with you, look at Counter-Strike, for example. Counter-Strike compared to Counter-Strike Source. I got news for you. Everybody's still playing the original Counter-Strike. And look at Quake 4 to Quake 3. Quake 3, there's still a ton of more servers up because everybody loves the speed. And what killed Quake is that 60 frame cap, and it's still on with Prey, but you know, Prey is such a different game that I don't think it's going to bother you, you know, because of it's exciting, you know. But I will admit, if there's only two people in the two maps that are in the demo, you start having to look a little bit, you know. But four man, that's a blast. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, when we play me and you, the thing is you talk about two people in those maps being so large and stuff, is you also have to add that people are climbing above you and stuff, so you're talking about looking. You're talking looking everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And the funniest thing, it was a couple of days ago, Cosman came up here to watch the Prey. I went through the single player, you know, demo for him, and then, you know, showed him multi-Prey, and then went onto a server, you know, and he's like, wow, this is really screwy, you know, and And I did win the match, but what's really funny was, like, one of my last frags is I was shooting this guy, and what was so funny is he was looking, okay, he was looking one way, but he was backing up to me. He didn't know where I was shooting him from. So it was totally hilarious for him to come up right next to me, and then I finished him off with the acid gun. So it was really funny.
Well, it's no surprise Prey has gone gold already.
Oh, yeah. I love how, I believe his name is Greg, when he said, I smell gold. So definitely July 10th she'll be shipping. July 11th we'll be all good to go. And obviously Lord Natus will have that baby done in one day.
So. Yeah, this might actually hurt the Pirates of the Caribbean new movie.
Yeah, to me, this is the movie of the summer right here. You know, everybody's, you know, what I've read so far is it's so refreshing. A lot of the people, you know, we're hosting, you know, I was hosting some games, and, you know, I was asking people how it was running for them, you know, which is not a dedicated server, you know, and they said, running good, you know, so it's like, it's really nice to hear that, and it seemed like everybody was saying the magical word. Wow, this is different, you know, and that's what it's all about. So I think definitely, you know, hats off to Human Head, because they're not just making a map and then making it beautiful with you know, all the what do you call it, the money shot, we'll call it. You know, they got to think of all the angles that you're going to be at. You know, I thought the weapons, I felt that they were designed very well, and the organic of the aliens, you know, the weapons being organic, and you know, having the creature, like when you zoom on the one rifle, how the thing goes on your eye like an eye patch, you know, to me it's creativity. I mean, there you go, that's the best word I can think of.
I was impressed by the additional color to the game. I've always felt it's nice to have a little color in a game. And I guess the other thing I'm really excited about is the map designs, what is going to be out there, and what you can do, like people climbing a side of mountains and stuff like that. It gives you a whole new variation of a first-person shooter.
Exactly. The other thing that we need to look at, which, you know, you might say, yeah, you know, but see, I love the fact, like when you start shooting somebody, that you hear them say fuck. Now, to me, that is the way it is. And the single player, you know, basically that demo, I mean, to hear Tommy say the shit that he does, that's me, man. I mean, wouldn't you agree? So
you got her. You say that anyways.
Yeah. I mean, it's just awesome. You know, the demo is just totally awesome, which is really funny, because when the game comes out, I played a single player probably about 5 or 6 times, or probably even more than that. So, you know, there's supposed to be like 1 hour of play of that. Well, I got it down in about 15 minutes. So, you know, they're saying about 10 to 15 hours to do the game. Well, I just tuck an hour out already. So.
Yeah, I do want to recommend one thing, guys, out there. If you don't like roller coasters, it will be a ride for you.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. It's like there's some excellent, you know, I've seen some guys who are totally awesome with the wrench. And I love the spirit walking in it. You know, I just think it's balanced very well. I mean, would you agree with me, Death of You?
Yes, I do.
It's not like you just grab one gun and, you know, everybody's looking for the one gun. Every one of them are very powerful if used properly. I admit the sniper is very powerful when you zoom in, but it takes a little longer to zoom in. And to be honest with you, I don't recommend it, because once you do zoom in, you got a red laser, so everybody will figure out where you're at. So I don't know. I think that's not the choice right there. I love the acid gun.
Don't run for, everyone run for the rocket.
Yeah, you don't have to be that way, because now it's like, even the gun, I mean, you got an opportunity, you know, but, you know, it's not like just grab the rocket launcher and let's go to town. It's not really like that on this game. So it's unique, you know. It's a great game. I'm really looking forward to July 11th. And, you know, I've been looking forward a lot longer than that. But, you know, I think I love the idea of the story. You know, having Art Bell real quick at a single player real quick. Art Bell doing the talking and stuff, which if by any chance you don't know, he actually is a radio broadcaster that deals with the, you know, like aliens and werewolves and stuff like that, in a way to quote Supernatural. So, you know, it's very awesome that Human Head brought him in and did the broadcasting when you're on the spaceship and you're hearing the Earth broadcasts. Anything else?
I did get a lot of hassles about running late on this and all the delays, but it looks like with just a demo, because a lot of demos sometimes run very poorly. I was very appreciative of the work they did on the demo to get people really interested in it.
I thought the demo, the way that it ended on a demo, I thought was very nice. I really felt that, you know, the game's been around for 10 years, but then they canceled it because they were working on, this is 3D Realms, by the way. And they canceled it because everybody was working on Duke Nukem Forever. But, you know, when Human Head picked it up about 5 years ago, you know, then they had to wait for the Doom 3 engine, and then they got that and they started working. So, I mean, you know, they kept it quiet, and then they showed a little bit last year at E3, and then boom, here it is, you know. So I got to commend them for doing that. They're finishing it up exactly how they said. The other thing I like to say about Human Head is the fact that I love that they were keeping you, you know, in contact with them of what they were doing by their weekly updates. I think that makes a gamer get into it more, you know, what they're going through, them being nervous, showing it at, you know, E3 and stuff like that. I apologize, you know, I feel sorry for the Xbox 360 owners, but it's not, I don't feel that's Human Head's problem. I think it's the guy from Microsoft that's causing a problem. So.
Well, that was enough on Prey, I guess. I wanted to talk about a couple big news things. Bill Gates is leaving Microsoft. He's going to be doing charitable stuff with his wife, so I wish him the best. I also have inside sources saying that PS3's games could actually be up to $99 each.
And yeah.
I don't know if you heard Lord Natus, but the rumor is by fall, before PS3 comes out, Microsoft is going to bundle the HD DVD drive for no extra charge at $399.
Well, that's a bargain. And you got any more news for the console stuff there, Death of You?
Well, another thing too is Microsoft is working on a simplified controller for gamers to attract new gamers. And wow, that's a wee of an idea, isn't it?
Here's mine. Here's my prediction. I already posted it on our website. And
what's our website address?
YoBroGames.blogspot.com. But I posted this today, so let's see if my crystal ball is correct. And I know a lot of people know that I'm an NVIDIA, but I tell you what, get ready for Intel and ATI, because those boys are going to beat up NVIDIA and AMD like a red-headed stepchild. The new Intel processors, to give you an example, the AMD FX62 can't even keep up with the mid-range new Intel core. So, and the sad part about it is NVIDIA, I don't know if they're going to let Intel have, like, their, quote, SLI, you know, capabilities to learn and stuff so that, you know, they can do it with Intel. So bottom line is, you know what's going to happen. The red coats are coming, boys.
Well, I'll be curious to see how that works out. I always feel that if you work as a team, you get better results.
And that's exactly right. It's only Intel right now is only working with Crossfire. SLI is not even in the equation right now. So my recommendation is, just like what I've been doing, I'm holding off on the processor upgrade. Because things are going to get very, very exciting here. Because the bottom line is, the only way that AMD is going to be able to compete with these Intel processors is to really lower the prices. Right, Death of You?
I totally agree, and we've seen those price drops already.
Yep, definitely going that way. But That's all I have to say, except I am an LCD man now. My wife bought me a 24-inch LCD Dell, you know, monitor LCD for my early birthday for Prey, so I can make those bastards pay. And I'm appreciating it big time.
And if you want to read about the story of what happened, go on our website again at yobrogames.blogspot.com. And also, we are looking for sponsors, so if any of you guys out there are interested in sponsoring us, just go to our website and click the mail and send us a little email, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we definitely would appreciate that.
And Lord Natus, I want to thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Death of You.
Okay. All gamers, have a good day.
Take care, and happy 4th of July to everyone. Bye-bye.
Yeah, let the fireworks blast, and don't forget, July, what was it, 11th, correct?
July 11th. That's when my fireworks are going.
You got her.
Bye-bye.
Bye.